The Irish Independent, May the 18th, 1971. Who killed Michael Collins? I didn't shoot him, says McPeak. And from this story in the Irish Independent today, another memory comes to the surface. McPeak was the gunner in the armor car that accompanied the convoy when Michael Collins was killed at Béal na Blá. And he shortly afterwards deserted to the Republican side and brought the armor car with him. And the theory was mooted about at the time that it was McPeak who killed him. At any rate, he was the most wanted man of all the Republicans from that time by the Free State Army. He survived the war, returned to England, and has been living under an assumed name ever since then. Now, at 75 years of age, he has broken his long silence since that day on August the 22nd, 1922. I did not shoot Michael Collins.